Hey everyone, welcome to the Dad Talks Podcast, the podcast where we bring dads together to share stories in order to encourage and inspire other dads to be better every day. I'm your host, JT Zrodnik. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Dad Talks. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Dad Talks. I am your host, JT Zrodnik, and I'm excited to share with you my thoughts from Season 3. This is the wrap-up. This is the final episode of Season 3, which is crazy to think another season has come and gone. And here's just what I've taken away from this season with the interviews and, you know, the solo stuff that I've done myself. And so what I realized from Season 3, the big takeaway is I have some really wise friends. And not to say Season 1 or 2, you know, I don't have wise friends, but as I'm listening to these guys, I realize I have some really wise friends who also happen to be a bunch of wise Alexes as well, you know, who make fun of me, do other stuff, but also realizing they're wise. I think that's why it's so hard, because the relationship we have with each other, where we do pick on each other, make fun of each other, you know, like guys do. And then you talk to him and get into deep stuff and you look at him and go, wow, this guy's way smarter than I thought he was, or, you know, a little wiser than I gave him credit for. But it's like Mike Jones said in his interview, right? Mike said, if you surround yourself with good, strong Christian men, you'll become good. A good, strong Christian man, right? Iron sharpens iron. That's from Proverbs in the Bible there. And it's true, right? If you surround yourself with good, strong Christian men, that's the influence you're going to have. That's what you're going to become like, right? They talk about your five closest friends are some of who you are. And now I'd like to say I've surrounded myself with good, strong Christian men, and I've become one of them. And I don't know if, you know, if their wisdom has poured out onto me. I would like to think some of it. I've taken some of it, hopefully. But yeah, that's just one of the things I noticed that I've did these interviews. I remember just sitting going, man, like this guy is way smarter than I gave him credit for. And so the big takeaway that I got from this season is just this, is communication is huge, or communication is key, however you want to say it, but communication is such a big part in our everyday life, which you think about it as like, well, no, duh, like that's the obvious thing, but I'm saying it because we're going to go through and look at the episodes, and each guy spoke to like a different part of our communication with spouses, friends, kids, you know, just different aspects of communication, realizing like, oh, like it's huge. And so let's just jump right in. Let's start with Mark Galloway. If you go back and listen to his episode, if you haven't, you should, because as I'll say with all of them, it's fantastic. And Mark, if you remember, had him on because him and his wife, Michelle, struggled with, infertility or getting pregnant. And so they adopted their kids. And Mark shares a story about him and Michelle saying to him of like, let me back up. Mark asking Michelle, like, what do you want from me? And Michelle saying, like, I just want to see you break. And not like Michelle was saying it in a mean way of like, I just want you to be crushed or whatever, but speaking to him of like what we're going through of just trying to get pregnant and it's not working out and just the stress and the pain and overwhelmingness of all of it, like Mark just cry a little bit, show some emotion. But it's also interesting too, as you listen, like, because Mark has that mentality a lot of us guys have of like, I can't show emotion because it's going to show weakness and I have to be strong and keep it together so then I can show strength to the family and to those around me, which I would say there's some truth to that. And I, Mark would say it too, like we're not disagreeing on that, but the thing he found, right, when he finally broke and finally opened up and showed that emotion, that vulnerability to Michelle, is they, I mean, just got even closer. And that's what he talked about, right, once they got Morgan's not little anymore, their daughter, right? He just broke and just cried and was like, holy cow, like here it is. And that had growth in him, growth in their relationship. And so there was communication was huge in the fact of being vulnerable and opening up to your spouse, right? Of saying, yeah, this is hard. I'm struggling. And I think that that is that balance that Mark, talks about of it's not just you're in the corner crying, weeping all the time. And she's happy because you're just, showing all the emotion. There's that balance saying, yep, I'm being tough. But the times to where there's a chance to connect with my spouse and say, hey, I see, I can relate to your pain. I'm hurting too, but I'm, trying to lead us and get through this, but no, like it's crushing me as well. And that brings them closer. And then another aspect of communication that Mark shared was just talking to your parents as you both age and asking them questions about their life and listening to their life stories and how, mom and dad met and how they, came to faith, their jobs, their whatever it might be, hearing their stories, having them pass their wisdom on to you before they pass away, right? I mean, think about it. So many of us just take for granted who we're with and never think about it like, hey, tell me about your life as a kid. Tell me what it was like growing up. Tell me what this was. Who's your best friend? Just some of those questions, or even just like, how do I be a dad? I grew up next to, they were my dad. Like, no, like, what was the thing you did or you saw it? Like, being intentional. And so it's just really cool because he shares a story of how Mark's dad and grandpa, right, they'd go to grandpa's house after church and have lunch and they would just sit and talk. And like, he misses that and, wish he did more of that with his dad. And it's just a great thing of just sitting next to your parents or grandparents or even just those who are older and say, just tell me about life and learning from them. So that was Mark, right? So Mark's was vulnerability within your marriage or your relationship, your significant other, and then listening to, your parents, the wisdom from them. So then the next aspect of communication we have comes from Carl Thomas, the guy that we had on, right? He leads Triple X Church, has the book When Shame Gets Real. And Carl, we talked about being transparent. Transparent in our struggles with our kids, transparent in struggles with our, your spouse, significant other, just being open about it. And the reason being, right, because shame is there because we're hiding something. And it's telling us if this is ever exposed, you're going to be destroyed. And that shame keeps us in that place because saying you can't tell anybody, you can't be open because once it is open, you're going to be destroyed. Right. And so he has this line in his book. It says, and you can hurt me by exposing my secrets only if I have secrets to be exposed. Right. I mean, your secrets have power only because you have secrets to be exposed. If you don't have any secrets, you can't be destroyed. If you live out in the open and are transparent, it goes so much better. Right. You just think about all of the politicians, celebrities, fortunately, pastors who have these hidden secrets that come out and just destroy them. And Carl's like, why don't we just get out in front of them and flip the switch, right? And so he continues on in the same chapter. We're saying, what if we adopted a open-handed approach to our personal struggles and weaknesses, right? So instead of protecting our sins, we owned them openly and refusing to indulge the shame that usually accompanies those secrets. Right. So this open hand approach. And so ultimately, this is where I wanted to get. Right. Carl says this. He says, vulnerability leads to invulnerability and inner strength, while secrecy and privacy lead to susceptibility and weakness. And while strength sometimes requires an iron fist, often what will keep us the strongest is an open hand, which again, goes back to what Mark's saying, like there's times you need an open or iron fist and there's other times it needs to be open, vulnerable, speaking about what's happening. And it's crazy because for us guys, we think about, well, if I'm vulnerable, I'm going to get destroyed. You might, right? There's going to be some pain you're going to have to face if you have to come to your spouse or your kids, say, hey, I struggle with fill in the blank. And in the hope, right, they respond with grace. Britain's things, grace, truth, and love, or truth, love, and grace. There we go. right, Brenton's that we'll get to later. Like, they respond with that of going, okay, it's truth. I love you. Here's grace. We process through it. And so that transparency within your marriage, like, it's so freeing, because I was just talking to a friend of mine about this who struggles with pornography as well. And is like, I want to be, he's always wanted to be free, but he's like, I'm getting serious. I'm going to take it, or, you know, take the steps I need to make that happen. And I was telling him, you know, I was like, if I could go back and tell myself one thing, as I, you know, struggle with it and like, I'll never be free or whatever, give myself some hope. And the hope is, once you start getting free and the shame and guilt are lifted off of you and your brain like is at full capacity instead of just full of junk, right? It's like those, you know, computer, once it has all of that just junk on it and it slows it down because it has so many files, so many things on it. It's like, we can't work at full capacity because we're just overwhelmed. It's the same with anybody who's ever struggled with any addiction. But for me, you know, speaking with porn, where you're either constantly thinking about how do I get my next fix, right? Of, okay, so if my spouse is leaving this time, she has the kids, okay, there's 2 hours that I have alone that I can look at porn and no one's going to know about it. And then I have to cover my tracks, right? So your brain's constantly thinking how to get it and then constantly thinking about how do I get rid of it? How do I cover up my tracks? And then you're thinking about when you're with those people, oh man, are they going to find out? Have I covered everything up so no one knows? And it's an awful way to live. Instead of to where, like, now, when my kids leave, you know, and they go visit, you know, their mom, or, you know, go stay at their mom's or whatever, or anywhere, or school, and I'm home alone, they come home and go, cool, what's up? It's fine. Like, ready to play. There's no guilt. There's no shame because I haven't done anything. There's no secrets that need to be exposed. It's open. And it's amazing getting to that point, because then I can think of all these other things, right? Instead of doing something while my kids are gone and they're here, I feel guilt and shame and nothing happens. It's a terrible way to live. Now, flip side of, I do a full day of work. It's awesome. It's great. Kids show up. I can engage with them because my mind is clear. And that's Carl's whole thing, is to where you'll just transform your marriage. One, because you're not looking at porn behind your spouse's back. I mean, that's a big deal, obviously, right? But beginning to think about the transparency that comes in, that openness, that vulnerability, to where you can begin to speak to them of like, hey, I did struggle with this, or this is happening here, and the closeness that's going to bring by being open and vulnerable with each other. And then bringing that to our kids, because teaching them to say, look, right, you're only, what is it? You're only as strong as your darkest secret. And getting rid of your secrets and going, look, live out in the open. And for us as Christians, we do that because, hey, God, look, here's my sins. Help me out with it. He forgives us, redeems us, and we can move forward into a new aspect of life instead of hiding in the shadows because we're ashamed of what we've done. That was a long one, right? So Carl's is all about transparency, being vulnerable, which gives us strength, inner strength to process through it, using that to talk to your spouse, to talk to your kids. And then you get to Jeff Borkowski. I don't know why I said it like that. Sorry, Jeff. Who is the Better Man, Better Marriage guy. Again, another phenomenal guy. Talks about communication a ton because, right, his marriage failed because he had bad communication. And not because he had bad communication. Obviously, there's things that are happening, right? But he helps men to communicate better with their wives so they can grow closer and have stronger, better marriages. And he just sent out this email that just talks about communication, the key to communication, right? And again, check out Jeff's stuff. You got Wife Magnet, you got Better Man, Better Marriage, both books. Go to Wife Magnet. I believe it's .me. I had the link in his episode. Get on his email list. Guys that are married, you won't regret it. Jeff sends amazing stuff every week that's going to help you out. And here's the one thing he just added of communication. He says there's three words that can change your relationship. Three words are, it feels like. That's it. Adding it feels like to the front of every criticism or complaint your wife throws at you. So this is what he does. And changing from we never go out anymore to it feels like we never go out anymore. Right? See the difference there of we never go out anymore. It feels like we never go out anymore. I'm the only one parenting these kids. It feels like I'm the only one parenting these kids. Because here's what he's, you know, gets to. He says, when we add, it feels like, it helps us get to the heart of the matter, the cry our wife, you know, has for connection. But it also helps you respond with empathy instead of rather like us guys at logic, defensiveness, right? Because if your spouse comes to you and says, we never go out anymore, or even just says, we never go out anymore. Like, oh, wow. Like, that's a definitive, like, there's no arguing. It's like, yep, that's the truth. But if it's changed to, it feels like we never go out anymore, that opens up a conversation, right? It goes, okay, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, why do you think, why does that feel like? Well, it's been 3 months. Huh. Yeah, that's true. Let's go out. And even just for us as guys saying to our spouse, whatever it might be, you know, guys, we never have sex anymore. Well, is that true? It might be. But if saying it feels like we never have sex anymore, and then you can, that's opening dialogue with your spouse in conversation to where you go, okay, well, let's talk about it. Like, why do you feel that way? Well, because, you know, we've only done it twice today instead of three times. Well, you know, and she'll be like, well, you know, that's a little ridiculous. Let's be happy that you're at least getting twice a day instead of some guys that's twice a year. Anyways, right? It just opens up conversation. Simple, three words. It feels like. And so again, that was Jeff's whole episode of just how to communicate better and how that will lead to a better marriage, really a better life. I mean, communication is huge. You talk all the time. So then I had episode, right? I talked about how I've lost thousands of dollars in business because I didn't have clear expectations. But it taught me a lot about relationships, taught me of better, you know, how to do better in business, of just setting up clear expectations at the beginning, which, you know, made me think about, you know, this illustration to whoever it is, let's say me and a customer. And for me to say, okay, we're going to paint a wall. That's it, right? And that's it. We're going to paint this wall. And we begin to walk forward. And at the end of it, they're about a mile east, and I'm, you know, west. Go, wait a minute. How did we end up here? And you're over there, and I'm over here. Well, because you said paint a wall, but I thought it meant this and went that way. Nope. And your expectations just slowly, you know, you hit stuff along the way and missed each other completely. Instead of saying, okay, here's the beginning. This is the wall. Here's how we're going to do it. Here's the map. Here's the directions. Here, you know, everything we're going to do, handed to them right at the beginning. And then as you walk and go along the way, say, hey, remember, this is where we're going. Here's an update. Here's check, right? I mean, you think about, I just had this thought. If you take a flight, right, you know where it's going, what time it's leaving, what's going to happen. The pilot checks in and says, hey, we're heading, you know, here. This is what's happening. It's weather's there. We're about 2 hours out. Oh, cool. Awesome. Okay, 2 hours. Hey, we're getting close. We're getting ready to land. You know, buckle up. We're going to land. Okay, we've landed. See, right? They have updates along the way. So you know, again, you know where you're going, but you also know, like, the updates that you're still on track. It's still going to happen. And so that's just one thing I've been working on, specifically within my business, of just expectations, clear expectations up front, helping the customer know this is what it is. But, you know, again, in relationships, it's huge. And it's from big things to little things of going, this is what I'm doing. Does that make sense to you? You know, helping you process through it. And it goes back to, like, Jeff's stuff with communication in marriage and being clear of think, you know, to where, let's say your spouse comes and says, it feels like this. You listen to what they say and then repeat it back to them, right? I mean, that's the simplest tool, but it does so much for a relationship, any relationship, marriage, kids, friends, that someone comes and says something to you, You repeat it back, say, let me make sure I've got this clear. Is this what you're saying? Yes, it is. Awesome. Let's move forward. No, it's not. Okay. Help me understand what I missed. Okay. So is this what you're saying? It is. Awesome. Let's move forward. So easy. I mean, there's two easy takeaways right there. It feels like, okay, process through. Is this what you're saying? Did I hear you correct? Boom, move forward. All right, next one is Brenton. And Brenton shared, you know, we just talked about vulnerability with Carl, but this is vulnerability with our kids, communication with our kids and our spouse. And really, we just talked about the idea of apologizing to our kids, owning when we've screwed up or failed. And I mean, huge apologizing to our kids saying, look, we're wrong. Right. And Brenton's big takeaway I had with it is, you know, we respond to our kids with truth, love, and grace with their sin. We respond to their sin, their struggle with truth, love, and grace, which is huge because if you think about it, right, truth, love, and grace, they come, here's the truth of what you did. Here's, you know, why it's wrong, or here's the issue. Also know, I love you, right? That I want to care for you and help you out. And so because I love you, there is, you know, punishment or there's consequences to your actions. But also know there's grace, which is the vulnerability that Brenton would talk about of saying, hey, your dad screws up all the time. Mom screws up, you know, we have issues. So I can't shame you and make you feel like worthless because I'm going to need the same grace in about 5 minutes when I go screw up something else, right? So that's what I took from Brenton's, right? Of just, I've used it, the truth, love, and grace. As I speak to my kids, they have issues. Okay, truth, love, and grace. How do I show that to my kids? And then lastly, with Mike, right? We talked about Mike's, you know, with friends and, you know, surrounding yourself with good Christian people. And Mike, you know, talks about the need to have wise friends who speak into him. He talks about his, you know, Doug and says everybody needs a Doug in their life, a friend that speaks wisdom into your life and someone who's maybe a few steps ahead of you who can speak to your situation, right? Someone that's been married just a few more years than you that you can say, hey, how did you get through this season? Or their kids are just a few years older than yours saying, yeah, how did you get through this time of parenting? Where he can speak into that. And but then also with Mike's, you know, he gets into the love, five love languages, which I, you know, I'm not completely sold on them. I'm not against them. But the key is understanding your spouse and speaking to their heart and speaking to what makes them feel loved, right? That's huge. Because, and that's the love language thing of saying, you know, if it's your thing is service, which your spouse's words of affirmation, you can vacuum the house all day, but it's not going to fill up her cup. Like she's like, oh, cool. Thanks, you know, for vacuuming. But what's even more is when you say something to her, give her a handwritten note like that, changes everything for her. And so that's the biggest thing I took from Mike's of, you know, surround yourself with wise friends who can speak into your life and then your spouse, knowing what, man, speaks to them. But I mean, it even can take it to your kids of like, what speaks love to them? What is the language that you need to do to help them feel love? Because each kid is different, which is obnoxious, right? We all know that. Wishing each kid was the same. I'm glad they're not the same though, because that'd be boring. But that, you know, idea of saying each kid's different, learning each kid and how to speak love into their life. So that's what I took away from this season, that communication is huge. And as I said, it's an obvious thing, but sometimes we just forget about it. But as I said, you know, each of those episodes, Mark just talking about, and you really honestly look at it, there's vulnerability in all of them. Mark, vulnerability with his wife about the struggles they're going through. Carl, vulnerability about the struggles of the sin they're going through. Jeff, vulnerability within the marriage of just, this sucks. This isn't going well, being open to each other. You know, Brenton, vulnerability with their kids. And then Mike, again, the vulnerability of just connecting with your kids and your spouse. And so that's, as I said, what I got out of season 3. I have communication completely figured out now because I listened to all these episodes numerous times. I edited them and posted them. So I have communication completely figured out. Not at all. I'm still struggling with it and processing through it because I can easily talk. It's then having to listen and then just listen and not just put in my input all the time. So I hope season 3 was helpful to you. And again, as I always say, I'd appreciate it. Any feedback, any comments, share it. Let us, you know, let me know if any of these are hitting you, if there's any issues, like, hey, could you speak into this? And we'd be happy to get some guys interviewed that can share their stories about maybe some struggles you have, or even just, you know, I can try to share what little wisdom I have to those situations. So again, thank you for listening to Dad Talks. Listen to season 3 and be on the lookout for season 4. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Dad Talks. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment and leave a review. And make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any episodes.